Shout out, it is. Hendrix.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the 503 for the Fans podcast. This is Noah, and you guys will be listening to episode 4, where I will be recapping the latest two games and giving my latest concerns on the Blazers' play. Before I dive into this episode, though, make sure to follow the podcasting network I'm a part of at their website at PulsePodcastNetwork.com and follow them at Twitter at PulsePodNetwork. Before I dive into the episode, I would like to announce that we are partnering with Jersey Express. We will be giving a discount of 10% for everyone that uses our code at Pulse, and they are high quality NBA college jerseys, and you can find their jerseys at jerseyvillage.com. They have many, many jerseys, many high quality jerseys, and for the greatest prices. So make sure to check them out, and we will be partnering with them for further notice. So just continue to go to their website and make sure to put in the code at Pulse. So let's dive into this episode. I'm very frustrated with the Blazers right now. They've lost 7 games. They've only won 3 games out of 10, and they're flat out struggling. They're looking like an ugly team right now. They're not playing well, and it's not good for them right now. They're sitting at the 7th spot in the West, and the only team behind them is the Mavericks, and they're 2 games behind. They play the Mavericks tomorrow night. And honestly, the schedule doesn't get easier for the Blazers. Let's just go over the December schedule. Be prepared. Okay. At Dallas, versus Phoenix, versus Minnesota, at Houston, versus Memphis, at Memphis, versus Toronto, at LA Clippers, versus Memphis, versus Utah, versus Dallas, at Utah, at Golden State, versus Philadelphia. Let's just let that sink in for a second. We are a struggling team coming into another month full of playoff teams, and the only gimmies I see here is at home against Phoenix, which is 2 games, is in 2 games, and honestly, that's about it. The whole month of December, we have one gimme. So Portland, we need to step it up. The defense needs to step it up. The team needs to be better. The coaching needs to be better. Terry Stotts needs to be better at making in-game adjustments. I bet he does, but the defense needs to figure out what they're doing, because they figured out last year and they need to kind of go back towards that. It was encouraging to see Mo Harkless catch his under his feet a little bit against the Spurs. He had a pretty good game. Aminu has been having good games. So there's plus sides to that. I mean, our role starters have been playing better. Aminu and Harkless have played better the past 2 games. And I don't know what's up with this team. It's clearly just the defense. It's honestly clearly. I mean, Aminu's had back-to-back 20-point games, and we've lost both games. We were in a great position against the Nuggets. We lost 113 to 112. CJ McCollum had a hell of a night. He had 33 points. He missed the game winner wide open. I mean, it happens. It was a frustrating loss, but we can't let that in this league. If we want to be a good team, we can't let that type of game affect us to the next game. And we came out hot. I mean, Damian Lillard came out hot against the Spurs. He had 16 in the first quarter. I was covering the game on Blazer Gang, and I was all over Twitter on it. I mean, he was killing. He had 16 points. I mean, he ended the night with 37 points, two rebounds, 10 assists. I mean, he shot a really good game. He used 12 of 28, and that's not that efficient. I mean, it wasn't an efficient night for him. I mean, he had a plus or minus of -7, and the team just was struggling again. I mean, the third quarter, they got the lead in the first couple minutes, and then from there, it was just ugly. I mean, ugly. The fourth quarter was horrible. There was no defense. They didn't act like they wanted to win the game, and something has to change with this team right now. And if that means we have to slide in a young player like Wade Baldwin or Gary Trent, we have to slide someone that's going to give us some boost. I mean, we just need something. I mean, like, seriously, something. And just speaking of that, it's just this team is very frustrating to watch when they're not playing well, because you can pick apart their team. You can see where they struggle. You can see, oh, their defense isn't playing, so that's why we're losing. It's just things like that. I mean, the refs were very lopsided last night against the Spurs. I was all over Twitter on that. The refs weren't good last night, but that's still no excuse. We lost by 13 points. DeMar DeRozan was killing in the fourth quarter. I mean, L.A., LaMarcus Aldridge, who was killing the first half, we shut him down in the second half, but it was just the story of DeMar DeRozan. They didn't miss. I felt like if any Blazers were watching the game, they didn't miss the whole entire fourth quarter, it felt like. DeMar DeRozan made every single shot, and it was a very frustrating time. The defense looked atrocious, and it looked like a promising night. They came out the third quarter at halftime. They got a 7-point lead. They were playing defense, multiple steals, and I was saying, okay, this is where we're gonna probably get some games going. We're gonna win some games, and then it's just something that just clicked, and we just started playing bad defense again, and the Spurs kept on hitting their shots, and the Spurs have been struggling of late. They needed that game, and we needed that game. So the Blazers got to change something. They have a horrible coming up schedule. I mean, they only have one gimme game. Dallas isn't a gimme game anymore. They're the eighth spot in the playoffs right now, sitting at 11-10, and it's not going to be a gimme game. So we play them twice. We play Utah twice. We play Memphis twice. We play Golden State twice. Like, What kind of schedule is this in December? I really don't know, but that's back-to-back months where it's going to be tough for us. I could see us going through this stretch. I could see us going 9-5, 10-4. If we go 10-4, we're solid. We're sitting at 23-14. I think we'd be a fifth seed in the West, and I think we'd be solid. If we get out of this month, at least 9 wins out. 9 wins, I swear. If we get 9 wins out of this month, we will be okay. We will be okay. If we go below that, this is where we're going to get in trouble. We're going to have to carry ourselves out of a hole, and we won't get a high seed, and we'll have to play someone that's probably a 3 or 4 seed. And that's just my prediction. If we don't get out this month with at least 8 or 9, 10 wins, the Blazers will have some trouble. And I hate to see them have some trouble, because if there's trouble after this month, there's going to be things where there's probably going to be people getting traded. There's going to be the team's probably going to get a little blown up. So I don't know. I'm scared of the future. I'm scared that they're losing games right now because I don't want this team to blow up. I love this team. I think they need to add a piece rather than blow it up. But if they're going to continue to lose games, something's going to happen. And let's just give my prediction for tomorrow night. They play Dallas. The Dallas Mavericks have been playing well of late. They lost last night to the Clippers. No, they beat the Clippers. So they're coming. It's at Dallas, and it's gonna be a tough game. I mean, Luka Doncic has been playing out of his mind. DeAndre Jordan's a much improved player on the free throw line. I mean, he's been playing some selfish ball. I mean, I've heard of reports of that, but he's much improved. And they have a solid young squad. Dennis Smith Jr. gave us so much trouble last year. The Portland Trailblazers actually lost against Dallas at Dallas last year, and that was a frustrating loss because they gave up a couple games last year that they shouldn't have. And if they're going to, they have to win tomorrow night because they'll play Phoenix and then they'll play Minnesota. So those are 3 winnable games. And then they're at Houston, at Memphis. So that's where it gets struggling. And then you're versus Toronto, who's a great team. And then you're at LA, Clippers. And then you're versus Memphis. So there's no really gaps. I mean, you have to take advantage of this Dallas, Phoenix, and Minnesota, this little stretch. I mean, Minnesota kicked our butts last game when we played in Minnesota, but they can never really play against us at Portland. So I'm looking for that game to be a good game for us. I'm looking for us just to play some defense. If we play some defense, this team's going to be good. Honestly, if we play some defense, we're flying around, we're getting steals. This team is a top team in the league. But if we're not doing that, this team looks like a lottery team. It's Damian Lillard went off last night, and we still lost by 13. That speaks to the defense. I mean, we just got to play better defense if this team wants to. If this team wants to succeed, honestly, I mean, Mo Harkless needs to play better. He played better against the Spurs, but it's just again the defense and lazy turnovers. And we can't. One thing we can't do is let this team have lazy quarters. We've been the past 10 games. We've had a lazy quarter where we've let them score like 15 more points or us, and we turned over the ball, just like stupid things like that. Each quarter, there's been like a third quarter or a second quarter, or even for a couple games, it's been the start of games where the teams were just jumping out on us and gaining confidence, and then it's really tiring to come back in the game, you know? You can't, if a team's jumping on you 15 points, all you're doing is climbing and climbing and climbing, and at the end of the game, you're going to be gassed. And that's exactly what Damian Lillard said. He said, we need to get starts that are quicker and quicker and quicker. If we have quick starts, this team's going to play good. And that's just the story of it. This is going to be a quick pod. I'm pissed off about this. I'm pissed off about how we've been playing. It's been a frustrating time for a Blazer fan. I hope you guys will be tuning into this episode. I know there's a lot of angry Blazer fans out there. Just stay strong. We're gonna figure this out. I promise. We're gonna figure it out. So make sure to follow me at 503 Blazer Fans on Twitter, and make sure to follow the jersey company at Jersey Express on Twitter, and make sure to follow them at their website at jerseyvillage.com, and make sure to follow the podcast network at Pulse Pod Network. Thank you for tuning in.